You are about to experience Jackson Snyder Presents. We will examine the life of our master Yeshua by discovering his ancestors, family, and friends, by reviewing rare ancient manuscripts, and speaking to those who know him best. From the Vero Essene Yahad, now experience Jackson Snyder Presents. Experience Jackson Snyder Presents. We will examine the life of our master Yeshua by discovering his ancestors, family, and friends, by reviewing rare ancient manuscripts, and speaking to those who know him best. From the Vero Essene Yahad, now experience Jackson Snyder Presents.
Morning, my friends. It is about 4:30 in the morning, and Jackson Snyder not here in Vero Essene Yahad. Back at Yahad, up in North Country, sleeping, I'm sure, right now, and listening to Tacitus, or Caesar, or Josephus, one of them. He's listened to this all night long. So we can learn something to tell you about these things. Well, anyway, I come to Yahad and I decided to put together a show since I cannot sleep for some reason. And I see this audio, it's called Spelunking. And I know that Brother Snyder did a show on spelunking. He talked about going into cave. He talked about having flashlight, looking around, getting lost, finding something in there worthwhile and coming out. Well, he's talking about getting off on the rabbit trail when he speak on these radio broadcasts and going into a subject that he was not prepared to go. But he say he come out of cave always with something good that he did not have before, because he took the opportunity to articulate some idea that he find in cave, and when coming out, that idea becomes a part of his new mind. That makes lots of sense, I suppose, but he think that called spelunking, and I find this part of that spelunking he did not use, and I think I am going to put that on here because it's pretty good and you might be interested in it. Then I find a few other things that laying around, so to speak, in files of lots of audio he make and not use or use once or twice. And I think I put together the second part of this program from these. He called them knickknacks. He tell me the story of why he calls these audios knickknacks. He say he go to church way out in country and they have throw together dinner. Everybody brings something to the dinner. And one lady tell him, when he asked her what she bringing to eat, she said, knickknacks. Knickknacks. I think like in the old country, that's something that is up on shelf and collecting dust and some souvenir or some little thing somebody give you as a gift you don't like. She bringing knickknacks to eat? And Brother Snyder say he laugh about that, but the lady get very serious and she say, I have the best knickknacks in the county. Well, as it turned out, she meant something like hors d'oeuvre, not knickknack, not little plastic bird, not little elephant. You know what I mean? Hors d'oeuvre. Of course, in that country, they so far out, they wouldn't know that word hors d'oeuvre. They would probably call it a canopy. What would they call it, a canopy? I would think that they would call it a finger food. Those church people are very serious about sin, and if you're caught smoking once, they cut off finger. When they have enough finger, probably in 2 weeks, then they have finger food at that church. Yes, I know. I hope you didn't take that wrong. Anyway, we're going to do knickknacks, and I think you're going to like it because Shumkoff has put it together for you tonight. So why don't you get yourself a little cup of hot cocoa, a morsel of bread, and say a little prayer.
Hello, honey, it's me. What did you think when you heard me back on the radio? What did the kids say when they knew it was their long-lost daddy-o? Remember how we listened to the radio, and I said that's the place to be. And how I got the job as an FM jock the day you married me. It was two kids and I was into AM rock, but I just had to run around. It's been 8 years since I left you, babe. Let me tell you about what's gone down. I am the morning DJ at WOLD. Playing all the hits for you, wherever you may be. The bright good morning voice who's heard but never seen. Feeling all the 45 going on 15. Drinking I did on my last big gig, it made my voice go low. They said that they liked the young sound when they let me go. So I drifted on down to Tulsa, Oklahoma, to do me a late night talk show. Now I've worked my way down home again, here to Boise, Idaho. That's how this business goes. I am the morning DJ at WOLD. Playing all the hits for you, wherever you may be. The bright good morning voice who's heard but never seen. Feeling all the 45 going on 15. I'm making extra money doing high school sock hops. I'm the big time guest MC. You should hear me talking to the little children and listen what they say to me. I got a spot on the top of my head, just begging for a new toupee. There's a tire around my gut from sitting on, but it's never gonna go away. Sometimes I get this crazy dream that I just take off in my car. But you can travel on 10,000 miles and still stay where you are. Thinking that I should stop this jockeying and start that record store. Maybe I could settle down and take me back once more. Okay, honey, I see. I guess he's better than me. Sure, old girl, I understand. You don't have to worry, I'm such a happy man. Thank you.
I am the morning DJ at WOLD.
A fragment from The Gospel of Mary from the Nag Hammadi Library. This recording was done by David Bowes and Company.
Will matter then be destroyed or not? The Savior said, all nature, all formations, all creatures exist in and with one another, and they will be resolved again into their own roots. For the nature of matter is resolved into the roots of its own nature alone. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Peter said to him, since you have explained everything to us, tell us this also. What is the sin of the world? The Savior said, there is no sin, but it is you who make sin when you do things that are like the nature of adultery, which is called sin. That is why good came into your midst, to the essence of every nature in order to restore it to its root. Then he continued and said, that is why you become sick and die, for you are deprived of the one who can heal you. He who has a mind to understand, let him understand. Matter gave birth to a passion that has no equal, which proceeded from something contrary to nature. Then there arises a disturbance in its whole body. That is why I said to you, be of good courage. And if you are discouraged, be encouraged in the presence of the different forms of nature. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. When the Blessed One had said this, he greeted them all, saying, peace be with you. Receive my peace unto yourselves. Beware that no one lead you astray, saying, lo here, or lo there. For the Son of Man is within you. Follow after him. Those who seek him will find him. Go and preach the gospel of the kingdom. Do not lay down any rules beyond what I appointed you. And do not give a law like the lawgiver, lest you be constrained by it. When he said this, he departed. But they were grieved. They wept greatly, saying, how shall we go to the Gentiles and preach the gospel of the kingdom of the Son of Man? If they did not spare him, how will they spare us? Then Mary stood up, greeted them all, and said to her brethren, do not weep, and do not grieve, nor be irresolute, for his grace will be entirely with you and will protect you. But rather, let us praise his greatness, for he has prepared us and made us into men. When Mary said this, she turned their hearts to the good, and then began to discuss the words of the Savior. Peter said to Mary, sister, we know that the Savior loved you more than the rest of women. Tell us the words of the Savior, which you remember, which you know. But we do not, nor have we heard them. Mary answered and said, what is hidden from you, I will proclaim to you. And then she began to speak to them these words. I, she said, I saw the Lord in a vision, and I said to him, Lord, I saw you today in a vision. He answered and said to me, blessed are you that you did not waver at the sight of me. For where the mind is, there is a treasure. I said to him, Lord, how does he who sees the vision see it? Through the soul or through the spirit? The Savior answered and said, he does not see through the soul nor the spirit, but the mind that is between the two is what sees the vision, and it is. And Desire said, I did not see you descending, but now I see you ascending. Why do you lie, since you belong to me? The soul answered and said, I saw you. You did not see me or recognize me. I served you as a garment, and you did not know me. When it said this, it, the soul, went away rejoicing greatly. Again it came to the third power, which is called ignorance. The power questioned the soul, saying, Where are you going? In wickedness are you bound? But you are bound, do not judge. And the soul said, Why do you judge me, although I have not judged? I was bound, though I have not bound. I was not recognized, but I have recognized that all is being dissolved, both the earthly things and the heavenly. When the soul had overcome the third power, it went upwards and saw the fourth power, which took seven forms. The first form is darkness, the second, desire, the third, ignorance, the fourth is the excitement of death, the fifth is the kingdom of the flesh, the sixth is the foolish wisdom of flesh, the seventh is the wrathful wisdom. These are the seven powers of wrath. They asked the soul, Whence do you come, slayer of men? Or where are you going, conqueror of space? The soul answered and said, What binds me has been slain, and what turns me about has been overcome, and my desire has been ended, and ignorance has died. In an aeon I was released from a world, and in a type from a type, and from the fetter of oblivion, which is transient. From this time on will I attain to the rest of the time, of the season, of the aeon, in silence. When Mary had said this, she fell silent, since it was to this point that the Savior had spoken with her. But Andrew answered and said to the brethren, Say what you wish to say about what she has said. I at least do not believe that the Savior said this, for certainly these teachings are strange ideas. Peter answered and spoke concerning these same things. He questioned them about the Savior. Did he really speak privately with a woman and not openly to us? Are we to turn about and all listen to her? Did he prefer her to us? And said to Peter, My brother Peter, what do you think? Do you think I have thought this up myself in my heart? Or that I am lying about the Savior? Levi answered and said to Peter, Peter, you have always been hot-tempered. Now I see you contending against the woman like the adversaries. But if the Savior made her worthy, who are you indeed to reject her? Surely the Savior knows her very well. That is why he loved her more than us. Rather let us be ashamed and put on the perfect man and separate as he commanded us and preach the gospel, not laying down any other rule or other law beyond what the Savior said. And when they heard this, they began to go forth and proclaim and preach.
Hello, everybody. I just wanted to share something with you today that was on my heart. I know that just the Holy Spirit was speaking to me, and I'm going to read it back to you because somebody asked me to video this and send it back to them. So here we go. This poem was written by me, Yaakov Yohanathan Mikhail Tovey, by the Ruach HaKodesh, and I pray it will bless all who read, wherever you are, that God is a light in the darkness of our dark hearts. Let him turn ourselves into his wonderful art. Peace, love, and chicken grease. Laugh out loud. Just joking, and let his love and mercy be your token. Amen. The word is divinely intertwined inside of my mind, like a vine for my mind in a divine intervention. And did I forget to mention Yeshua, Yahuwah, is trying to get your attention, evicting, just straight relenting. Oh wait, you're the vehicle, and he's saying you've got dents in your outer body, and you say you're a nobody, but Yahuwah says you're a somebody. You're the body that holds the hottie. Just in case you're confused, now that's the spirit inside of your body. His spirit. You should revere it and take not of it. Be inspired by it because, oh, wait a minute. Rewind and play back. The word is like a divine intervention inside of my mind that I can't let go. But he said, give me all your burdens and let go. And let's go on to the other side of the shore and no longer be called a whore because it remembers your sins no more. Because you've got Christ Jesus. Yes. He is in us, like the hottie. And just in case you're confused, now that spirit inside of your mortal body that calls out to you and says, don't be naughty. He says, this is my body that was broken for your sins. And this is my blood that was poured out for your sins. Drink and eat of my word and let it flow through your mind. Don't any longer hit rewind, but let it play back and not like I may back up. Don't you know he is the holder of your soul? And that if you look back, you're not worthy to even be pushing that plow, that hurt that's hurting your back. And you grumble and complain like they did when Moses was on the plains in the desert. He fed us the food of the angels like dessert. And it was good. And you're still complaining because you don't have that shirt or because you can't fit in that skirt. Well, stop wearing that skirt to pull it up and defile what was made to be holy. Stop putting holes in your flesh saying, I hope they will know me by my art in the dark, by my art. And you're only in the dark and you sit back with your paintbrush stroking in the dark only to wake up and find it an empty canvas with no art, because he is the potter and we are the clay. And at the end of the day, when life ticks away and you stand in front of the white throne judgment, what will you say? Nothing is what you will say, because you carelessly let life, Christ Jesus, slip away with the true church and the believers who will be with him in the clouds someday. Now that I have said all this, can you only wish or can you pray that you can have another day to pray and say, God, forgive me, for I am covered in sin this day. Please cover it and take it all away. And he will say, okay. So when you get time, just stop on by at your bedside church service with you. And Jesus said, how can I be of service? Use me. And if others choose to bruise me and cut my life off from the face of this earth, you will say to live is Christ and to die is gain. Again and again, he is like the vine, the natural vine, the spiritual vine inside of my mind, like a divine intervention. Say, won't you change your mind and say, Jesus, that you're mine and I'm yours. Oh, yes, of course, for all those that scroll through, letting life tick away, I pray that the light of Yahuwah will show you the way. In Jesus' name, amen.
Forest beasts that live by prey seldom show themselves by day, but when daylight is withdrawn, then they rove and roar till dawn. Who can tell the traveler's fears when their horrid yells he hears? Terror almost stops his breath while each step he looks for death. Thus when Yahshua is in view, cheerful I my way pursue. Walking in my Savior's light, nothing can my soul affright. But when he forbears to shine, soon the traveler's case is mine. Lost, benighted, struck with dread, what a painful path I tread. Then my soul with terror hears, worse than lions, wolves, or bears, roaring loud in every part, through the forest of my heart. Wrath, impatience, envy, pride, Satan and his host beside, press around me to devour. How can I escape their power? Gracious Yahweh, show me light. Put these beasts of prey to flight. Let thy power and love be shown. Save me, for I am thine own. The Benighted Traveler by John Newton.
Jackson Snyder Presents will be right back after these messages.
Jackson Snyder Presents is sponsored by Vero Yehud, a biblical literature think tank headquartered in Vero Beach, Florida. Vero Yehud provides new translations, online seminars, rare books and research work connected with the Zadokite movement, the Dead Sea Scrolls, and the New Testament. Free lectures, lecture recordings, and literature are posted at www.veroyahad.org. That's VEROYAHAD.org. Contact me, your host, Jackson Snyder, by email at veroyahad@gmail.com, or catch us all on Facebook.
Thunder, Perfect Mind. Translated by George W. McRae. I was sent forth from the power, and I have come to those who reflect upon me, and I have been found among those who seek after me. Look upon me, you who reflect upon me, and you hearers, hear me. You who are waiting for me, take me to yourselves, and do not banish me from your sight, and do not make your voice hate me, nor your hearing. Do not be ignorant of me anywhere or any time. Be on your guard. Do not be ignorant of me, for I am the first and the last. I am the honored one and the scorned one. I am the whore and the holy one. I am the wife and the virgin. I am the daughter. I am the members of my mother. I am the barren one and many are her sons. I am she whose wedding is great, and I have not taken a husband. I am a midwife and she who does not bear. I am the solace of my labor pains. I am the bride and the bridegroom, and it is my husband who begot me. I am the mother of my father and the sister of my husband, and he is my offspring. I am the slave of him who prepared me. I am the ruler of my offspring, but he is the one who begot me before the time on a birthday. And he is my offspring in due time, and my power is from him. I am the staff of his power in his youth, and he is the rod of my old age. And whatever he wills happens to me. I am the silence that is incomprehensible and the idea whose remembrance is frequent. I am the voice whose sound is manifold and the word whose appearance is multiple. I am the utterance of my name. Why, you who hate me, do you love me, and hate those who love me? You who deny me, confess me, and you who confess me, deny me. You who tell the truth about me, lie about me, and you who have lied about me, tell the truth about me. You who know me, be ignorant of me, and those who have not known me, let them know me. For I am knowledge and ignorance. I am shame and boldness. I am shameless, I am ashamed. I am strength and I am fear. I am war and peace. Give heed to me. I am the one who is disgraced and the great one. Give heed to my poverty and my wealth. Do not be arrogant to me when I am cast out upon the earth, and you will find me in those that are to come. And do not look upon me on the dung heap, nor go and leave me cast out, and you will find me in the kingdoms. And do not look upon me when I am cast out among those who are disgraced and in the least places, nor laugh at me. And do not cast me out among those who are slain in violence. But I am compassionate and I am cruel. Be on your guard. Do not hate my obedience and do not love my self-control. In my weakness, do not forsake me, and do not be afraid of my power. For why do you despise my fear and curse my pride? But I am she who exists in all fears and strength in trembling. I am she who is weak, and I am well in a pleasant place. I am senseless and I am wise. Why have you hated me in your counsels? For I shall be silent among those who are silent, and I shall appear and speak. Why then have you hated me, you Greeks? Because I am a barbarian among the barbarians? For I am the wisdom of the Greeks and the knowledge of the barbarians. I am the judgment of the Greeks and of the barbarians. I am the one whose image is great in Egypt and the one who has no image among the barbarians. I am the one who has been hated everywhere and who has been loved everywhere. I am the one whom they call life, and you have called death. I am the one whom they call law, and you have called lawlessness. I am the one whom you have pursued, and I am the one whom you have seized. I am the one whom you have scattered, and you have gathered me together. I am the one before whom you have been ashamed, and you have been shameless to me. I am she who does not keep festival, and I am she whose festivals are many. I am godless, and I am the one whose God is great. I am the one whom you have reflected upon, and you have scorned me. I am unlearned, and they learn from me. I am the one that you have despised, and you reflect upon me. I am the one whom you have hidden from, and you appear to me. But whenever you hide yourselves, I myself will appear. For whenever you appear, I myself will hide from you. Those who have, do it senselessly. Take me, understanding, from grief. And take me to yourselves from understanding and grief. And take me to yourselves from places that are ugly and in ruin, and rob from those which are good even though in ugliness. Out of shame, take me to yourselves shamelessly, and out of shamelessness and shame, upbraid my members in yourselves. And come forward to me, you who know me and you who know my members, and establish the great ones among the small first creatures. Come forward to childhood, and do not despise it because it is small and it is little. And do not turn away greatnesses and some parts from the smallnesses, for the smallnesses are known from the greatnesses. Why do you curse me and honor me? You have wounded and you have had mercy. Do not separate me from the first ones whom you have known. And do not cast anyone out nor turn anyone away, turn you away and know them not. What is mine? I know the first ones and those after them know me. but I am the mind of, and the rest of. I am the knowledge of my inquiry, and the finding of those who seek after me, and the command of those who ask of me, and the power of the powers and my knowledge of the angels who have been sent in my word, and of gods in their seasons by my counsel, and of spirits of every man who exists with me, and of women who dwell within me. I am the one who is honored, and who is praised, and who is despised scornfully. I am peace, and war has come because of me. And I am an alien and a citizen. I am the substance and the one who has no substance. Those who are without association with me are ignorant of me. And those who are in my substance are the ones who know me. Those who are close to me have been ignorant of me. And those who are far away from me are the ones who have known me. On the day when I am close to you, you are far away from me. And on the day when I am far away from you, I am close to you. I am within. I am of the natures. I am of the creation of the spirits. Request of the souls. I am control and the uncontrollable. I am the union and the dissolution. I am the abiding and I am the dissolution. I am the one below, and they come up to me. I am the judgment and the acquittal. I am sinless, and the root of sin derives from me. I am lust in, outward, appearance, and interior self-control exists within me. I am the hearing which is attainable to everyone and the speech which cannot be grasped. I am a mute who does not speak, and great is my multitude of words. Hear me in gentleness, and learn of me in roughness. I am she who cries out, and I am cast forth upon the face of the earth. I prepare the bread of my mind within. I am the knowledge of my name. I am the one who cries out, and I listen. I appear and walk in, seal of mine. I am the defense. I am the one who is called truth and iniquity. You honor me, and you whisper against me. You who are vanquished, judge them who vanquish you before they give judgment against you, because the judging partiality exists in you. If you are condemned by this one, who will acquit you? Or, if you are acquitted by him, who will be able to detain you? For what is inside of you is what is outside of you, and the one who fashions you on the outside is the one who shaped the inside of you. And what you see outside of you, you see inside of you. It is visible and it is your garment. Hear me, you hearers, and learn of my words, you who know me. I am the hearing that is attainable to everything. I am the speech that cannot be grasped. I am the name of the sound and the sound of the name. I am the sign of the letter and the designation of the division. And I, three lines missing, light, hearers, to you, a great power, and will not move the name, to the one who created me, and I will speak his name. Look then at his words and all the writings which have been completed. Give heed then, you hearers, and you also, the angels and those who have been sent, and you spirits who have arisen from the dead. For I am the one who alone exists, and I have no one who will judge me. For many are the pleasant forms which exist in numerous sins, and incontinencies, and disgraceful passions, and fleeting pleasures, which men embrace until they become sober and go up to their resting place. And they will find me there, and they will live, and they will not die again.
In the name of great life, may hallowed light be glorified. A fisher am I of great life. A fisher am I of the mighty. A fisher am I of great life, an envoy whom life has sent. If life spake unto me, go catch fish who do not eat filth, fish who do not eat water fennel, and reek not of foul-smelling fennel. They do not come nigh to devour bad dates and get caught in the nets of the marsh. Life knotted for me a noose and built for me a ship that fades not, a ship whose wings are of glory that sails along us in flight, and from it the wings will not be torn off. 'Tis a well-furnished ship and sails on in the hearts of the heavens. Its ropes are ropes of glory, and a rudder of truth is there to it. Sunday takes hold of the pole. Life's sun sees the rudder. They draw thither to the Shekinahs and dispense light among the treasures. Thrones in them they set up, and long drawn out come the Jordans upon them. On the bow are set lamps that in the wildest of tempests are not put out. All ships that sight me make obeisance submissively to me. Submissively they make me obeisance and come to show their devotion unto me. In the bows stands the fisher and delivers wondrous discourses. There are lamps there whose wicks shift and not hither and thither, and a wick is not pressed out by him. He wears no ring of deception, and with white robes is he clad. He calls to the fish of the sea and speaks to them, "Give heed to yourselves in the world. Beware of the foul-smelling birds who are above you. If you give heed to yourselves, my brothers, I will be your succor, a succor and a support out of the regions of darkness unto light's region." Life is exalted and is victorious, and victorious is the man who has come hither. The Lightship of the Fisher.
Desert Fathers, a poem by Michael Shepard. As far from men, as near to God as they could achieve, living where the desert met the mountains, their sustenance beyond our supermart imaginings, alone or with a few devoted kindred spirits, they lived a life of hard work, ascesis, prayer, with all the urban wit of the best gentlemen's clubs, all the perception of consultant psychiatrists, observing in themselves in solitude all the ills of men before, then, since. We have rejected the light burden of condemning ourselves, and we have chosen the heavy burden of justifying ourselves and condemning others. Touché, Abidjan. They, a little lower than the angels, between the desert and the mountains, between the hard place and the rock, between human tragedy and the divine comedy. On their face, above rough cloth, rough hands, humility, bright eyes, compassion's smile.
It was raining hard in Frisco. I needed one more fare to make my night. A lady up ahead waved to flag me down. She got in at the light. Oh, where you going to, my lady blue? It's a shame you ruined your gown in the rain. She just looked out the window. She said, 16 pops I think. Something about her was familiar. I could swear I'd seen her face before. But she said, "I'm sure you're mistaken," and she didn't say anything more. It took a while, but she looked in the mirror. Then she glanced at the license for my name. A smile seemed to come to her slowly. It was a sad smile just the same. And she said, "How are you, Harry?" I said, "How are you, Sue?" Through the too many miles and the two little smiles, I still remember you. Somewhere in a fairy tale, I used to take her home in my car. We learned about love in the she was gonna be an actress, and I was gonna learn to fly. She took off to find the footlights, I took off to find the sky. Whoa, I've got something inside me to drive a princess blind. There's a wild man wizard, he's hiding in me, illuminating my mind. Oh, I've got something inside me, not what my life's about, 'cause I've been letting my outside tide me over till my time runs to talk about. Whatever we had once was gone, so I turned my cab into the driveway, past the gate and the fine trim lawns. And she said, we must get together, but I knew it'd never be arranged. Then she handed me $20 for a $2.50 fare. She said, Harry, keep the change. Well, another man might have been angry, and another man might have been hurt, but another man never would have let her go. I stashed the bill in my shirt, and she walked away in silence. It's strange how you never know, but we'd both gotten what we'd asked for such a long, long time ago. You see, she was gonna be an actress, and I was gonna learn to fly. She took off to find the footlights, I took off for the sky. And here she's acting happy inside her handsome home, and me, I'm flying in my taxi, taking tips and getting stoned. I go flying so high when I'm stoned.
You've enjoyed our variety show, Jackson Snyder Presents. This is a presentation of the Vero Essenia Hod in Vero Beach, Florida. If you would like more information about today's broadcast, email jackson@hebrewnation.net or visit hebrewnationonline.com. Until we meet again, may Yahweh keep you safe and close to home.